Once upon a time, there lived a man named Alan. His eyes were deep and kind. His heart was as pure as mountain snow. Alan loved nature, and he felt particularly called to the ocean. He could spend hours listening to the whoosh of the waves and investigating what lives beneath the surface. As a young man, he learned to scuba dive and quickly found a lifelong obsession. The ocean had so many unknowns, so many things to discover. Mesmerized by its mystery, Alan dedicated his life to studying marine life. From microscopic creatures to the massive blue whale, Alan wanted to understand it all. Life undersea was incredibly diverse. With every dive, he made a discovery. Even if he didn't spot a new plant or animal, he would learn something new, like how the currents affect migration cycles or how the sun affects the organization of life underwater. He grew increasingly more curious. In the abyss, he'd seen the most marvelous trees and plants, with pliant trunks and vibrant colors. Watching their stems and leaves gave life to the ocean current. They moved with the water as if they were dancing. Fish, big and small, swam in this kingdom as freely as the birds up in the air. His eyes would grow bigger every time he came across a new type of coral. His heart would beat faster at the sight of a new species of fish. For Alan, being underwater was not only interesting because of his research. For him, diving the blue waters of the ocean was a truly immersive experience. He would forget about time, forget about normal life, and lose himself in this other world. He loved how moving in water felt different than moving in air. It had a different texture, a different consistency. Swimming became second nature to him. When he wasn't studying the ocean, Alan was busy inventing. His first invention was an underwater monitoring device. It captured magnificent images and told him about underwater changes without having to dive. It was particularly useful with sensitive species that were shy to humans. Another invention helped him track marine mammals. And so he studied the behavior of dolphins, whales, and seals. Alan found marine mammals particularly interesting. Like humans, they use sounds to communicate, to find food and to navigate. He felt a special connection to these species. When he listened to recordings capturing their underwater sounds, he would imagine what they were about. A whale song might be a lullaby sung by a mother to her child. The dolphin's click was like a warm greeting given to an old friend. He decided to invent something that would decipher their sounds and hopefully allow him to communicate back to them.